The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. May 1st is May Day. Around the world, this is the day that we celebrate labor. We celebrate the contributions of what, for this particular moment, I'm going to call the working class. That's the people who go to work. The people who we depend on to go to work. The people who often we don't notice until they don't go to work. And then things start to fall apart. In the Bahamas, we celebrate our workers on Labor Day in June. We kind of special. But the rest of the world, May Day. Across the globe, people are protesting. They're protesting unfair wages, labor practices, legislation that doesn't ensure balance in the workplace, protection for workers. So for a moment, we stand in solidarity with the workers across the globe. And we say, we are with you, and please stand with us in June when we celebrate our Labor Day. I've got guests joining me in studio. I'm very excited to talk about what they've come here to talk about. It's like the mixture of two things, two very exciting things, and I think it's going to be a great conversation. We're going to get to that in a moment. I want to remind everybody about the Bahamas Red Cross Society Fun Run Walk Push and Mini Health Fair. The theme for this event this year is Heroes Among Us. The walk is on Saturday, the 11th of May, 2024. The venue and starting point is Red Cross Society headquarters on JFK. The route, north from the headquarters on JFK to the roundabout, west around the roundabout on JFK to Lakeview Memorial Gardens, from Lakeview Memorial Gardens, north on Bahama Boulevard to the main Bahama Round Boulevard to JFK, northeast on JFK Drive to the Red Cross headquarters. The cost to participate is $30. You can register online at fourseasonsracemanagement.com or in person at the Red Cross headquarters. This is May. This is my birthday month. For the month of May, I want to plug in some conversations that I want to have as my own birthday gift. Today, not for the start, maybe today we're going to get into that, but not for the start of the show. For the start of the show, I have guests. But let's just say that I had a treacherous time on the road last night. And I wonder if the police actually have a road traffic policing strategy. I just wonder. We can talk about that later. Joining me in studio right now, though, are representatives from Sugar Factory Bahamas and the Ranfurly Home for Children. These guys have teamed up. They have conspired to do something good, to do something huge, to do something for others. And they're here today to talk to us about a new campaign called Sips for Smiles. See, I used to tips for smiles. That's my rule. You want smiles? Find them tips. But this seems to be an even better idea. So I have a number of representatives, both from Sugar Factory and the Ranfurly Home four children in studio today. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Let's start with the Sugar Factory, and then we will move around the table to Ranfurly Home.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Aaron Thompson, an associate from Sugar Factory. And would we...
Well, listen, first of all, you're an associate for Sugar Factory. What does that mean? See, when I was young and getting a job, the jobs didn't sound like that. That sound like that have scope. I'm an associate at Sugar Factory.
Server.
You're a server?
Yeah, I'm a server.
Outside of counting the money, that's the best job that there is, interacting with customers.
Yeah, it's great to see their faces when they walk inside and when they're getting their food, and you see the looks on their faces.
All right.
I love to see the reaction that guests get.
Okay. Mr. Thompson, slide your mic around. Oh, wait, no. Ranfurly Home? Yes, ma'am?
So, hi, everyone. My name is Berniska, and I am the brand ambassador for the Ranfurly Home, and so happy to be here this morning.
Brand ambassador for the Ranfurly Home. See, when I told my niece I needed her to help me pick out some theme music, because I needed a brand. She's like, Auntie, what are you talking about? You are not a company. You're not even a trend. What you need a brand for? What does it mean to be the brand ambassador for Ranfurly Home?
In simple terms, it's simply being an advocate for the children, speaking on behalf of them, bringing awareness to the home, our functions, and our needs, in simple terms. And we'll get more deep in throughout the show, but Ranfurly is dear to me and holds a special place in my heart for reasons. And yeah, we'll dig a little deeper.
Okay, madam. Okay, so these are our representatives. I have other people in the studio today. I thought they was in charge of the sips, but they ain't bring the sips. And mind you, they brought the smiles. And so, Mr. Thompson, tell us, Sugar Factory. I initially thought y'all were another iteration of another local company, but Sugar Factory is new to the Bahamas?
Yeah, we've been here for 3 years.
Okay.
And
wait, hold on. Where y'all been for this whole 3 years, though?
So we're located at Bahama.
Okay.
We're at the Rotunda. That's the bottom level of Bahama, underneath the bridge.
Okay.
You know, where the big waterfall is, and then you go down the escalator, we're downstairs.
That's what happened. When I get to the waterfall,
we're tucked away.
When I get to the waterfall, I get mesmerized. I forget what. Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And tell us about Sugar Factory, because this is Sugar Factory Coffee Shop.
Yes. So we have a coffee shop, and we also have a restaurant. It's directly in front of the restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a full experience.
Yeah, we have desserts, we have coffee.
So tell
we
me,
have food.
How does Sugar Factory coffee shop experience differ from other coffee shop experiences in the Bahamas?
Well, we pay special attention to detail.
Okay.
And we go above and beyond to wow our guests in the elaborate ways we design our desserts and our drinks. So
okay.
It's definitely something that you've never seen in other places. So when you step into our coffee shop, you know,
this is an experience.
There's something else.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's transition back to my brand ambassador.
Yes.
Okay, let the audience know, because some people may not be aware of what the Ranfurly Home for Children is. And remember, pull the mic a little closer to you, Forma. Yeah, there you go.
So a little bit about Ranfurly. It has been in existence since 1956.
Oh, hold on. Do me a favor. Let's switch those mics. My producer was making sure everybody in the room knew they could speak if they wanted to speak. Okay. The Ranfurly Home for Children.
Yes, so we've been in existence since 1956, and essentially we just provide a safe and nurturing environment for our kids who would have experienced some form of trauma or traumatic circumstance. We're located on Mackey Street, and currently we have 22 kids in our care.
Oh, 22 kids. All right, so let's transition to the campaign. Sips for Smiles. I love the name, but tell us, what does it mean?
So what it's all about is Sugar Factory has been in the Bahamas for 3 years now, and we wanted to find a way to give back to the community. And so we're having a, we launched this campaign to partner with the Rand Flea Home as a way to bring awareness to the with the great work that they're doing, and also to commemorate our
third anniversary. Yes. Okay.
So what it is all about is we have a campaign going on where we have three special drinks, the caramel macchiato, the French vanilla latte, and the mini cookie jar milkshake.
Okay, now pause. I know what a milkshake is. What's a macchiato? I have a cousin from Japan. He's calling maki, but that's not what a macchiato. What's a macchiato?
Well, it's more milk base.
Okay, is it? It's cold. Frozen. Can you get it hot and then make it frozen?
Yeah, it's both. You can have it both. You can have it cold or hot.
Okay,
it's really milky.
Okay, nice. Versatility. All right, so the French vanilla latte, the caramel macchiato, and the cookie jar milkshake.
Which is my favorite, by the way.
Listen, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it just quickly. What is it?
It's like a cookie and cream ice cream, which is my favorite ice cream also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that, but in a milkshake.
Okay. I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, so Sips for Smiles. These three drinks, if I come in and purchase these three drinks to participate in the campaign, how am I supporting the Rand Flea Home?
Yeah, so with each of those drinks, what we're doing is you're going to be able to buy them for only $7, and $2 from every $7 that you purchase would be going towards the
donation
to Rand Flea Home, yes.
Okay, so for this campaign, I could purchase those drinks for $7.
Yes.
How much do they normally cost?
Well, they normally go for around maybe $17.
$12? Well, listen, this is Auckland's math, right? Because if a drink went from $12 to $7, I already feel like I win it. I call that Auckland's math.
Yeah, so it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And we're doing the promotion that starts from this month to the end of the month, but you'll be able to redeem the coupon for the promotion until the end of June.
Oh, listen.
So you know.
May is my birthday month.
So I was just excited
for the month of May, but you're telling me that
there
are ways that I can support and participate after the month of May. Okay, so I was doing my research. I saw a mini cookie milkshake, I started doing my research. There are three ways that I can support the campaign. The first one we just talked about, visit Sugar Factory at Bahama, buy one of these drinks, French vanilla latte, caramel macchiato, cookie jar milkshake.
Yeah, and you can also visit a website. It's called sipsforsmiles242.com.
Okay.
At sipsforsmiles242.com. And what we're trying to encourage is you can even have organizations can come in and take part of this initiative also. They can purchase in bulk.
So like Dea, manager and supervisor, we have worked very hard this month. We didn't beg you once for a bonus. Perhaps you could go to Bahama Sugar Factory, purchase us some cookie milkshake jars, and support a work
employees out there. That sounds like a good idea to go to your boss and say, hey.
In fact, don't go directly to the boss. Write the comment on the comment and suggestions card and flood their offices with it.
And it's a great way to not only have a great time and enjoy some great beverages, but also support the Rand Flea Home.
Okay, now the website, sipsforsmiles242.com. Can I donate on the website? Can I touch my card? Could I just hit a button and link to my credit card the way the old fancy people do it and make a donation that way?
Yeah, so what you do is you go on the website and you can purchase coupons. And when you go on the website, we'll reach out to you when you give us your information.
Okay.
And we'll help you go through it from there.
All right. Can I also purchase coupons when I visit the location?
Yeah, you can just walk in and you just tell us that you're aware of the promotion and we'll make sure that you have your $7 beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now listen, I'm getting the impression that this is an experience. Make sure you're there when I get there, and you remind me about the special when I walk in. But so I can visit Bahama location, Sugar Factory Coffee Shop. I can participate by purchasing one of the special beverages. Can I donate in store? And what payment methods can I use? Cash? Can I tap and tip a card? Can I donate via sand dollar?
Yeah, so yeah, you can do card and also cash.
All right. See, I have a challenge for charities, right? I call it Ackland's math. I'm miserable and I like my money, but I'm willing to make donations to charitable organizations or campaigns like this if y'all accept sand dollars. All my sand dollars are for charity. They call that Ackland's math. So how many payment methods are available for me to support this campaign with a financial donation?
You can do it with cash, card, or we do payment transfers also.
You do payment transfers also, so I could come in, sort of sit down and ask for banking information and...
Yeah, we want to make it as easy for you as possible.
Yeah, because, you know, some of y'all corporate entities, the size of the donation I expect in y'all to make, you may not be able to walk in with it in your hand.
Yeah, and all of that can be facilitated from the website. That's sipsforsmiles242.com. Yeah, all the information, you can put everything there.
All right, so now, both of you, what is our target? How much money are we trying to raise for the Ranfurly Home?
So the goal is to raise approximately $12,000 for Ranfurly. And this is significant because, as you guys know, you often hear us in the media and pleading to the public for assistance. Honestly, we need $800,000 to $850,000 per year to keep our doors open. And, you know, ironically enough, our bill alone, the food bill and the counseling bill, average about $12,000 per month. And that's separate. So that's a total of $24,000
per month just for those two singular elements.
Food and counseling for the kids.
Wow. And you can't, those are things that you just can't take out the budget. You can't reduce them. You can't justify shrinking them.
Absolutely not. Therapy is super, super important, especially given the circumstances and the situations they would have faced.
Absolutely. Okay. $12,000 is our target. We're aiming to make this in a month's time. Now, dear Bahamas, that's their target. Our target is to try triple their expectations. In fact, how many children are currently residing in the Ranfurly home right now?
There's 22 kids, but the numbers often change, especially during the summertime. So there's a lot of kids transitioning from the other homes that are coming to our homes because they're entering. And so we often get quite a few going into September, the new school year.
All right. And so that suggests to me that there's a particular age range of young people at this residential care facility.
Exactly. So Ranfurly has, well, we often take in kids that are in grade 7, so 7 through 12.
Okay.
Or, you know, at around the age of 12 years old, I would say, until they're 18 years old. However, if they've not completed school, they would stay until school's done. And I'm happy to announce that we did our ribbon cutting ceremony 3 weeks ago. And the last pods or cottages we constructed were 4 new units. So that's a total of 6.
Okay.
So for kids that are leaving the home, they don't need to, you know, be stressed about where they're going to live and who are they going to live with, because they have nice little cottages at the back of the property.
Transitional housing for young people aging out of residential care facilities.
The step.
To try and provide them the stability that the majority of us young people would have had as we were transitioning into adulthood.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Okay, so I mean, I think that's why the campaign is so important, but let's get more into why the campaign is so important, and maybe if you could tell us how the $12,000 will be used. Will it be used towards the residential care, transitional care? Is it earmarked specifically for a food bill or a counseling bill? I would be cool with it if you said to me, Ms. Green, these children work hard for the last 2 years, we're going to use this whole $12,000 to ensure that every child on their birthday could have a great birthday and the kids could do something as a collective outside of the facility. I would be happy with that because children need things as a part of their personal and social development, and they need experiences as a part of their personal and social development.
The funds, I will just generalize it and say it's going to go to a good cause. We're very transparent in our needs and also what it takes to operate the home. This money isn't necessarily going to anything specifically. It's going to help the home.
Supplemental budget.
Okay. You know, in being transparent, our food bill is about $12,000 and our counseling is averaging near $12,000 per month.
So we get a sense of how quickly a donation like that could be consumed, pun intended, by the institution.
And, you know, it truly goes along. You know, I said earlier that I would speak a lot deeper into the reason why I advocate for the kids, and I'm so passionate about it. I myself have lived in 4 children's homes in the Bahamas, and I would have aged out of Ranfurly. I was there from the age of 12 until 17 years old, and you know, being on the other side and being able to advocate for the children just makes me appreciate what I had even that much more. I understand what it takes to operate the home, and I know the difference is truly made because it did transform my life.
Absolutely. My mother worked in social services for a great portion of her career with government, and so I'm familiar with the residential care facilities. But I had the fortune of being a part of the Methodist Youth Summer Program as well, and one of their sort of initiatives was to attempt to raise money and find support to bring as many young people from residential care facilities to the camps for this sort of summer experience. And it was always a fun time, always interesting watching kids from Nassau and other family islands. Yes, Grand Bahama, you're still a family island. Sort of transition into this, not rough living, but definitely outdoor experience, plenty mosquitoes, right? No television, no internet, no nice fun among us. And it's always a pleasure to know that kids from the Ranfurly home as well could come and participate. Are there other young people who have transitioned out of the Ranfurly home that come back to volunteer or to support?
Yes. In fact, we have various committees at the home right now, and there's quite a few because we realize that it's no small feat, and it truly takes a village to raise our kids and the community's help. And so a lot of them are helping out with the different committees that we do have. And, you know, in speaking about the persons that come back are our kids, I'm so proud. There's one of our boys. His name is Richard. And Richard got accepted into university. So he's going to leave us in a little bit. But we're so proud of him. But, you know, this is the point, right? To really make a difference and be able to set them up and give them the tools and the skill set necessary to become productive citizens. Okay, that's the goal.
Just briefly, before we get back to the relationship between Sugar Factory Bahamas and Ranfurly Home, are there any other fundraising or charitable to support and raise funds for its residents, in particular this young man who's going to university? Is there a scholarship fund or a university fund that people could check out in terms of deciding how they're going to support Ranfurly Home?
Well, there's so many ways to get involved. As it pertains to Richard in particular, we have reached out to, have been in contact with the Lyford Key Foundation.
Okay.
They do provide a local scholarship to UB in order to assist the children who want to go to school here. So we are looking for more assistance, but there's also been individuals who've heard his story and have reached out and said, well, you know what, he's coming to my state. I'm going to keep an eye open for him and see how best I can help. But as it pertains to getting involved, you know, we have a website, www.ranflahome.org, and you guys can go there and just fill out a little form, and it gives you direct access to us, and you can get involved, or just call our number at 393-3115.
115, okay. Now, Mr. Thompson, quickly, while they check in their notes. Sugar Factory Bahamas is both a restaurant and a coffee shop. And these young people are, they working with a $12,000 monthly budget. And sometimes when you are receiving donations, you know, you're relying on charitable support. We use the term beggars can't be choosers. We don't like to use that for young people, though, because young people have a right to have desire. They have a right to have choice. They have a right to want what they want, right? To have foods that they like to eat. In the future, I just want you to put this on a suggestion or a comment card when you go back to work. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Sugar Factory Bahamas initiates a work program where students or young people who are interested could intern in the kitchen first as an observation point, and perhaps even a work program so that they could go back to the Ranfurly home and turn the donations into the beautiful, wonderful, yummy, scrummy treats that they want. Because beggars can't be choosers, but creative people, they could create whatever it is they want from what they have in front of them.
Good idea. Yeah, man. It's definitely something we could keep in mind. Well, this is a campaign that we would start here, but we're looking to do stuff in the future.
And expand.
That's something that's definitely something that we could think about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we plan on doing a lot of stuff for the community.
Okay. Now, I want to interrogate you a little bit about Sugar Factory Bahamas. See, I know where the Ranfurly home is on Mackey Street. It's right next door to the Dundas. And I know that the Dundas has some of the sweetest tamarind. Sorry, I just whispered that. Sweetest tamarind hanging out in the yard. Do you all incorporate local fruit and culinary ideas into the products you all offer at Sugar Factory?
Yeah, we do. We have our fish tacos, which is made with a group of fish. And you have the option. It's actually one of my favorite things on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
You have the option to have them crispy or grilled. So you have the crispy or grilled grouper tacos.
Mm-hmm. Now, look here. If I bring my own lionfish, I sneak that in there. Okay, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, and we also have the Caribbean lobster crawfish, but we have it as Caribbean lobster tail.
Yeah.
And you can have that with some fries with cheese, if you like, also. That's a big hit with Bahamians.
Sorry, my belly was trying to take over the mic.
I see the stars in your eyes just now.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so let's get back to the details of the campaign. Sips for Smiles. You can support the campaign in three ways. First, you could purchase coupons, and those coupons will be valid from today, May 1st, the start of the campaign. For the coupons, they'll be valid through June 30th. So you have 2 months to support the campaign via coupon. You come in at any time or go onto the website?
Yes, you can go on the website, www.sipsforsmiles242.com, and you can purchase coupons all throughout the month of May.
Okay.
But they're redeemable until the end of June.
Okay, so don't let May pass without securing the coupon, but then you can use them throughout the month of June.
And I like to reiterate, like I said earlier, we like to encourage companies, even schools and other organizations, they can get involved and buy coupons in bulk.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So sipsforsmiles242.com.
I think there are five weekly meetings in May and 4 weekly meetings in June. That's a whole bunch of coupons we could be buying.
Yeah, and what you do is when you go on the website,
you
fill in all the information that it asks for. And we'll get back to you and we'll contact you to help you with any questions you have. And we'll go through all the payment processes and stuff that we offer.
Yeah. Okay, absolutely. Yeah. Now, the second way to support the campaign is to
walk
on into the Sugar Factory at Bahama.
Yes. So we're located in the rotunda. That's the lower level of the bridge. So when you come up the bridge, there's the big waterfall, like you mentioned earlier. And you go down the escalator, and you be on the when you come down, you take a right,
mm-hmm.
and where you can miss us. You'd see all the suites and stuff in the window, so you definitely can miss the coffee shop there at Sugar Factory. We have a lot of ornaments out there that people tend to like and take photos in front of, so
man,
you can miss us.
I have a movie going in my head right now where Gombe kids, right, for their newest season, they team up with kids from the Ranfurly home that are looking for their family, right? And they go on this adventure in this magical land that may or may not be partially Bahama. And at the end of the adventure, what they find is that they've always had family all around them.
Wow.
Right. While they're getting lost in the rotunda and the waterfall and the blue hole and the this and the that and the swimming pigs. And that's fantastic. Okay, the third way to support the campaign, donate for a cause. You can make a direct cash payment or you can donate via card.
Yeah, you can come right to the website. You can also do that on the website
right.
as well.
Do you all accept sea grapes? And delete. I'm just saying, these are things of value. But so cash and card.
Yes. And you can also come right up into the coffee shop.
And donate.
And just let us know that you know about the campaign and you can go ahead
all
and
right.
donate that way
now
also.
Let me see, what type of coffee shop this is? Do you all have a tip jar in your coffee shop?
Well, we're definitely not like the run-of-the-mill coffee shop. We have a lot of sweets around. We have a lot of candy. We have pastries. We have... Look at your eyes. I wish you could see this. But so there's a lot of drinks.
Right. Because when I come, I want to make sure that when I put my change in a container, I put it in the right container. I want to make sure I put a little in the tip jar for Mr. Thompson. And then I want to make sure I can identify my little donation jar so that I could leave my change once I purchase my drink there, as well as contributing in another way.
Yeah, and the three drinks that we offer is the caramel macchiato, the French vanilla latte, and also the mini cookie jar milkshake.
Okay.
And those are the three drinks that when you purchase, they're only for $7. And with every purchase, $2 from that $7 goes to the Ranfurly home directly.
All right.
And I might add that yesterday I was able to try the drinks, and they are amazing.
Okay, repeat the names of the drinks for me right now.
That's the caramel macchiato, the French vanilla latte,
mm-hmm.
and my favorite, the cookie jar milkshake.
Okay, now we're going to go to a break. Producer, let's prep for a break. When we get back from the break, I have been inspired to do another mini giveaway. I'm going to give away 2 World Athletic Relay tickets after the break to anybody who could call in, correctly name one of the special beverages being offered by Sugar Factory Bahamas for the Sips for Smiles campaign. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. It's toll free. Even if you can't swim to Nassau for the relays, you could give your tickets to somebody who's already here. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Again, 2 World Athletics Relay tickets for the first caller who can correctly identify one of the special beverages being offered by Bahamas Sugar Factory for the Sips for Smiles campaign with the Ranfurly Home for Children. You guys stay tuned. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to be giving away some tickets. You're on the clock. Stay tuned.
The This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their sun. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Now, thank you, producer. That's the music make your fingers excited to go inside your wallet and dance with your donation money. Today we have representatives from Sugar Factory Bahamas in studio, joining representatives from the Ranfurly Home for Children in the Bahamas. We're talking about the newest campaign, Sips for Smiles, where Sugar Factory Bahamas is committed to raising $12,000 or more in honor of their third anniversary to support the efforts of the Ranfurly Home for Children. On the other side, for your question, you can win two tickets to the World Athletic Relays happening this weekend at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium if you can correctly identify the name of one of the special beverages being offered in the Sips for Smiles campaign. You can purchase for $7, normally $12 or more for their signature drinks, and they've reduced the price to $7, and they're going to take two of the seven that you spend, and it's going directly to the Ranfurly Home for Children. Now, we've called out the names of these drinks multiple times, and you can always go to
SipsofSmiles242.com.
Thank you, Mr. Yep. Thompson. And they identify what drinks you can start purchasing today. The campaign starts today. The in-store walk-in and purchase one of these three signature drinks is on from May 1st to May 31st. But for May 1st to May 31st, you can walk in and or go online to the website and purchase coupons?
Yes. So you can purchase coupons all through the month of May, mm-hmm. and they will be valid until the end of June. So you can purchase as many as possible. Mm-hmm. And we encourage the corporate Bahamas to also get involved and come and buy in bulk for the employees to also help with the cause and helping us support the Ranfurly Home for the Bahamas.
Absolutely, no man. Treat your staff by creating an environment where they could participate in a charitable effort, raise awareness about the work that the Ranfurly Home for Children does, and inspire young people by showing them that they're members of the community that think and care about their well-being. This is awesome. Okay. Numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. We can walk in to Bahama Bahama's location, Bahama Sugar Factory Coffee Shop. We can purchase one of the three signature drinks. We can purchase coupons in-store or online. We could purchase them in bulk, too. Or we can donate directly to the campaign with cash, credit card, or bank transfer.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, and I can find all the banking details on the website?
Yeah, so when you visit the website, it's going to ask you some questions. It has some fields that you can put in information, and we'll contact you once you fill out those fields. When we'll give you guidance on how you can go about everything once you get on the website. That's sipsforsmiles242.com.
Okay.
And everything is laid out there once you visit there.
Okay. Ryan Fully Home.
Yes.
Are you excited? I am excited. Is there anything about the audience right now? Any activities, campaigns, yeah. Charitable efforts? I saw my good friend Johnny Cake down at Ryan Fully Home the other day with a snack drive.
Exactly. I had the pleasure of meeting Johnny. Johnny, if you're listening, hello. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was such a super, super good guy. And actually, he's going to be getting involved more in Ryan Fully because it was his first time on property. So a few things that I would like to highlight. I know we are often in the media asking for monetary donations, but I would like to plead to, you know, the public and Bahamians, everyone under the sound of my voice, that, you know, you all have skill sets, you have talents, you have businesses. So if you're able to come and share with the children, give them some form of encouragement, possibly even hire them for summer jobs. Wink, wink. Summer
intern opportunities.
Intern opportunities. We also, you know, need donations, of course, and then just experiences. So some persons often would donate towards an experience instead of like giving funds to the home. And that's also an option.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line quickly and then we're going to get back to the Ryan Fully Home. Good morning, caller.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Is one of the drinks the latte?
What type of latte?
I can't remember the name.
Listen, when I drink it, I feel like the morning star has lifted the clouds from the heavens and allowed the sun to shine through, but that's not what it's called.
Not that?
I mean, it is a latte, but you have to give me the specific name.
Oh.
Go to what's the name of the website, Mr. Thompson?
SipsforSmiles242.com.
The answer lies within. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You could call back. You could call back. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Is one of the drinks a caramel macchiato?
It is a caramel macchiato, madam. You have won two tickets to the World Athletic Relays 2024 at the Thompson A. Robinson Stadium.
Thank you.
And what I would like to encourage you to do is when you're on your way to the stadium, you stop at the Bahama location of the Bahama Sugar Factory and you purchase yourself a caramel macchiato to take to the stadium with you and charm all the other people. Charm them. Okay, now hold the line. The producer's going to take your number, your name and your number and your information. I will call you today. Tickets will be available for pickup starting tomorrow.
Thank you.
So two tickets. Find somebody who could run a relay for you, like you in the car, and they run into the sugar factory and get the drinks.
Yes, that would be my daughter because she really wants to go to the game.
Okay, awesome. I'm so glad that we were able to provide that opportunity for today. Have a great day. A producer, take her information for me, please. Okay, let's get back to the campaign and how you can support. I wanted to make it as easy as possible for your financial donation to find its way to the Ryan Fully Home, whether it's via the Sugar Factory or Sips for Smiles, 242.com. So let's get to it. How can we support?
So we can start here. So the campaign has begun. It is May 1st. So I'm encouraging all persons, families, and companies, please purchase the coupons. And, you know, I know you guys are going to Bahama on a normal basis. So just, you know, have a walk downstairs. Maybe take the family to the fountain and just have a relaxing day. Grab some pizza or some fish tacos. Mm-hmm. But purchase yourself a drink because it's truly making a difference and it all adds up.
Okay. And again, Mr. Thompson, the three signature drinks.
Yeah, so those are the caramel macchiato, the French vanilla latte, and the cookie jar milkshake.
Does it come in a cookie jar?
Well, when we have them if you're having it to stay there, if you're gonna stay there at the coffee shop,
yeah,
the jars are actually coated with chocolate and cookies. If you have it at the coffee,
right? So if I come and sit in,
yes. So it's
okay.
This
is a totally ridiculous question. Could I add more cookies?
You can actually. You could add a lot of stuff. It's the coffee shop, like I said earlier, it's not a typical coffee shop. Mm-hmm. It's also filled with candies.
All right. I told you I was working on my master's in misery. What if I want to come in there and I don't want all this fun and excitement? Tell me about some of the other drinks that you have available in the coffee shop and the other type of beverage experiences, just very quickly. Because I may not want one of the signature drinks, but I'm coming in. I want to come in. I want to get some coupons and I want to have something nice.
Yeah, so you can have another one is the rainbow bright milkshake.
Rainbow bright milkshake. Well, look at here. Look at all the exciting, creative things y'all be doing there. But I need something more old lady sensible. I want a fever grass, frozen tea.
Well. There's not the fever grass frozen tea, but okay. I know that you're health conscious because you were making some remarks earlier in the foyer. So for you, I would recommend an iced tea. You can get it hot or cold, but you can try it for, I feel like the three drinks that have been chosen are perfect because the cookie jar milkshake, when I think about that, I don't want to put it to like a specific demographic because even as an adult, you can enjoy the drink.
But hold on, that drink is for adults. Why are you telling the children? Why are you telling the children that?
But the caramel macchiato, the French vanilla latte, I think is perfect for someone who just wants something simple but tasty and is a little health conscious.
Okay.
The caramel macchiato is kind of like in the middle, and then the cookie jar milkshake is a lot more sweeter and fun.
Okay.
So it's like the fun drink.
That's the one I'm bringing my children with me for. And so basically, I'm working on my size Andrus body. I'm trying to get ready for size Long Island because the Long Island Regatta coming up, the Homecoming Festival is coming up. But that's great. That's great to know that there are a number of options available for everybody in the party when we come to the party.
Yeah, and for those of you who are health conscious, we also offer soy milk and oat milk as well. So if you're health conscious, you can also prefer, if you prefer to have those beverages with soy or oat milk, we offer that as well.
Mm-hmm. Or if you like lactose intolerant, but you don't want to admit it, your family member could purchase you an oat milk drink.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. No, man, that's
so you can still come in and get your coupons if you're health conscious.
Absolutely. I am excited.
And once again, so the website is www.sipsforsmiles242.com. And you can also purchase for your staff.
Yeah.
You can purchase for your school. You can come in, also walk down to the Rotunda at Bahama and come in the store and you can purchase your coupons that way and get the drinks that way also.
No, I like if you're an organization and you're doing giveaways, right? If you're a teacher and you want to give your students some prizes, if you're a boss and you want to incentivize some, you know, like spontaneous bonuses in the office.
And Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I need you all to adopt some mothers this Mother's Day. Because sometimes mothers and children, they in a war. They just can't call a truce right now. I'm going to need you to adopt a mother this Mother's Day and just buy them a beautiful caramel macchiato or cookie jar milkshake.
Yeah, I would actually recommend the cookie jar milkshake.
For mothers.
Yes, that's my favorite. It's delicious.
I also think that it's an experience. Think about it. You go to the Grand Bahama for an experience. You walk along the bridge. You see waterfalls and a whole experience. You are a bench or maybe sit in the shop, have a discussion, and enjoy a treat. So it's the entire experience.
Yeah.
All while supporting a good cause.
But that's the best part because I can be honest with you. I can find all my nieces and nephews. and I go order them French vanilla latte, and I can have a cookie jar milkshake. It's the experience. It's the experience. But no, and there's so many opportunities to have different types of experiences, yes, while participating, yes, in a wonderful charitable initiative. There's nothing better that you could do. In fact, my birthday is coming up this weekend. I want to say this. If you were thinking of buying me a birthday, I mean, you're just thinking. I didn't say you were actually going to buy it, but you were thinking about buying me a birthday gift. That's your sign that you should go and contribute to the Sips for Smiles campaign, right? When you're thinking of doing something good for yourself, do something good for yourself by giving yourself an opportunity to be a part of something good, something big. Okay, we're almost all out of time. Give me your names again. Give me your contact information so that people who want to contribute, and I want to say out to you guys out there, we have already had a call from a member of Corporate Bahamas that has asked for contact information so that they could make what I consider a sizable donation to the Rand for Lee Home. Contact information so people can reach out to you. Both of you, both,
yeah,
of you.
So you can go over to the www.sipsismiles242.com.
I with you, Mr. Thompson. Don't give out your personal information.
And you can visit our website at randforhome.org or call our number at 393-3115.
393-3115 or randforhome.org online to contact them. And then tell us again how to get to the Sugar Factory. And do you have a number for the Sugar Factory so I could call and put in my order? Say, send that boy Thompson out with my order, please. He's an articulate, nice guy, and I won't pick his brain.
Yeah, so we're located at Bahama at the Rotunda. The Rotunda is the lower level under the bridge. That's when you, at the main entrance, there's an escalator there.
Mm-hmm.
And you come down the escalator and you take a right, and you can go over to, you take a right, you can miss us.
Okay.
Miss us.
Okay.
You'll see further, you'll see all the candies and the pastries through the window at Sugar Factory, and that's where we are located. And so, like I said earlier, you can visit the www.sipsismiles242.
Mm-hmm.
All the information is there, and we have some fields on the website that you can fill in, and we contact you after you fill in those fields.
Right.
And
so you tell us, so you, what, tell y'all what our interest is,
right? Yes,
and you contact.
And we'll get back to you with any information you need. And for further information, you can give us a call at 805-7117.
7117.
Yeah, so that's 805-7117 for any further information you need regarding the campaign.
Now, Mr. Thompson, as the music starts playing, Rand for Lee is important, but we haven't had enough time to interrogate what type of candies and sweets y'all and sugars y'all have available at the Sugar Factory. Do y'all make the candies there? Is that why it's called the Sugar Factory?
Well, we make a lot of the pastries there.
Oh.
We have a lot of candies also, but we make the pastries there. Everything is made there at our location. We have cheesecake. We have chocolate cake. We have.
Do you have tamarind glazed cheesecake? See, because I make a coconut tart. It's a mixed coconut tart. Some of the tart filling is plain regular coconut, and then parts of it are tamarind infused coconut mix. You get sweet and sour coconut tart challenge. Anyway,
I wish you all could see the look on her face right now, everyone.
What's one of your signature pastries at the Sugar Factory?
Beverages are highlight, but I would say, like I said earlier, the cookie jar milkshake is one of our more popular ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we have one called the King Kong Sundae.
What's in the King Kong Sundae, sir?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Ice cream, donuts, cookies. So when you come down to purchase your coupons.
What? Ice cream, donuts, and cookies,
yes,
in a beverage?
Yes. Yes, so when you come down to purchase your coupons, you can also have fun with some of the other stuff that we offer as well.
Y'all don't want me to be miserable. Y'all just want me to be happy.
That's why we call the Sugar Factory.
And feel good about myself as I love myself and love others by donating to and supporting the Sips for Smiles campaign for their third anniversary. I've committed to supporting the Rand for Lee Home for Children. Producer, I don't have enough time to take that last call, eh? I am sorry, caller. We are all out of time. Again, tell the audience your names.
So I'm Aaron Thompson from Sugar Factory.
Absolutely.
And I am Berniska Bullitt, brand ambassador of the Ranfley Home.
It's been a pleasure meeting and speaking to both of you today and learning about how I could be a better citizen, a better community member, and have fun at the same time. You guys have a great day. Thank you for joining me. These guys were here from the Sane, and you could go to sipsforsmiles242.com or ranfleyhome.org. We're all out of time. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.